Having done the plowing, the harrowing, sowing the seeds, reaping the harvest, and already distinguishing by threshing which is it that we really want to keep. Now comes the garnering as the last stage, collecting all that harvest, store it in order to be distributed at a later stage, to be given to those who need it. The garnering of impressions is basically the reason why we as human beings are in this world. The divine created this universe of beauty, because the divine loves beauty and wants to enjoy the beauty of his or her creation. So also our soul, being that spark of the divine light, also our soul is hungry, is thirsty, yearns for that beauty. So it's so important that time and again we feed our soul with those beautiful impressions. As Murshid so often says, collect all that is good and beautiful. That may sound very nice, but there is so much in the world around us that we do not automatically see as beautiful. As I said in the introduction, the way how we treat, abuse Mother Earth, how we deal with that sacred heritage, our nature, how human beings and groups of human beings are in conflict with one another, how in a world like that can we garner those beautiful impressions. And the wonderful thing is, once we have been through that deep process of transformation and we have been able to come in touch with the divine spark in ourselves, with that divine light, that increasingly we start to recognize that divinity all through life. When we see ourselves as physical beings with a life that serves no purpose, then also we will tend to see life around us as meaningless. But once we see ourselves as divine beings, that light in us wants to connect to the light outside us. And then the garnering, the collecting of the beautiful impressions, and the working of the air element, the spreading, is nothing else. And it is, I think, the essence of the Sufi path. It is nothing else than the opening of the heart, the widening of the heart, making the heart a living heart. And let us try if we can feel that by visualizing a beautiful light above the crown of our head. And we breathe in through the mouth that beautiful light to our inner heart. And with each time that we breathe in, the heart becomes wider and filled with more and more beautiful light. And when breathing out, we send that beautiful light to each and everyone around us, to all places in this world and beyond, where that light is so much needed. Try to breathe in that divine light to your inner heart, light upon light, and radiate that light and listen to Mercia's words on the beauty of the opening of the heart. One of the aspects of the opening of the heart is to feel another person. A man is very often different from what he appears, from what he thinks. Sometimes he acts and speaks quite differently from his feelings. And if your feelings can know the feelings of another, this is a high aspect. You become a highly evolved personality when the feelings of another can tell you much more than his words and actions can. And sometimes they can give you quite a different opinion of a person from what you have had if you had only seen him and heard him speak. When one has arrived at this point, human evolution ends and divine evolution begins. And then one begins to see the whole universe is a mechanism working towards a certain purpose. Isn't it incredible what is in store for us once we decide to dare to open our hearts, that we really can truly feel the whole of life as one? But then at the end of that text, Murshid places us back on the ground with our feet back on earth and says, but what we have to do now is to be, even if it's only a little, to be of service to mankind. It is wonderful to have these ideals. It is wonderful to keep on working on opening the heart. But our first spiritual duty is to be of service to mankind. And it is said in the coroner ceremony in the Sirat that the coroner is deeply aware of his duty to God and humanity. He or she will serve the message by trying to live the message. Oh, all pervading air, we gladly offer our homage to thee. And Murshid says, once we have come to understand the essence of what earth, water, fire and air are all about, once we really understand the nature of these elements, then we can return to the ether consciousness. The drop can flow back in the ocean, or rather, the ocean can be absorbed in the drop. And I would like to end with very, very touching words by our Murshid, where it's, I think, a really rare occasion where Murshid writes about his own path of attainment, how he experienced his whole journey towards the light. It's the closing chapter of the book, The Phenomenon of the Soul. Murshid says, I first believed without any hesitation in the existence of the soul. And then I wondered about the secret of its nature. I persevered and strove in search of the soul and found at last that I myself was the cover over my soul. I realized that that in me which believed, and that in me, with me which wondered, that which persevered in me, and that which found, and that which was found at last, was no other than my soul. I thanked the darkness that had brought me to the light, and I valued the veil which prepared me for the vision in which I saw myself reflected, the vision produced in the mirror of my soul. Since then I have seen all souls as my soul and realized my soul as the soul of all. And what bewilderment it was when I realized that I alone was, if there were anyone, and that I am whatever and whoever exists, and that I shall be whoever there will be in the future. And there was no end to my happiness and joy. Verily, I am the seed, and I am the root, and I am the fruit of this tree of life.